Our business news starts with a new high for the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up more than 280 points yesterday. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index also reached a new high, and the NASDAQ posted hefty gains. The reasons why aren't as simple as the numbers. Analysts have different takes on the stock market rally, as NPR's Jack Spear has been finding out.
Jeremy Siegel is a professor at the Wharton School of Business. He's written several books on Wall Street. His view is the market was simply looking for an excuse to move higher and decided to latch on to some positive sales numbers from big box retailers Costco and Walmart.
Retail sales have been a concern. The subprime market has been a concern. Everyone has been waiting for something else bad to happen. And I think what's happened is they've turned around and said, you know what, I don't see these other bad things happening.
But Alan Skranka, chief economist at Edward Jones, had a different view.
Well, a lot of folks will point to the retail numbers, but I didn't see anything there to write home about. I think the stock market is sensing a big bounce back in growth in the economy, and primarily looking at the trade report.
Okay, admittedly, the trade shortfall in May hit its second highest level of the year, but exports climbed to an all-time high as well. Other theories centered around takeovers, a slight dip in oil prices, and a weak dollar, which makes U.S. stocks look cheap to overseas investors. In essence, take your pick. The only people not necessarily happy, bond investors, as money moved into stocks. Jack Spear, NPR News.